Redskins versus the Cowboys game schedule for this weekend. It's all straight ahead right here on WMAL.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Thompson Creek Windows. Donald Trump several years ago raised skepticism about whether President Obama was actually born in the U.S. Well, speaking to the Washington Post yesterday, Trump again refused to admit Mr. Obama was born here, but his campaign later released a statement saying Trump does believe it.
The Republican nominee himself has shied away from addressing his past birther comments, but his surrogates did address the issue, like campaign manager Kellyanne Conway.
So he's born in the United States. There's no question to me he's born in the United States.
The Clinton campaign says that's not good enough. They're calling on Trump to publicly disavow his birther comments. I'm Andrew Spencer.
Hillary Clinton is on the road again.
I have to say, it's great to be back on the campaign trail.
She said sitting at home fighting off effects of pneumonia was the last place she wanted to be, but did give her time to reflect.
I'm going
to
close my campaign the way I began my career and the way I will serve as your president should you give me that great honor. Focused on opportunities for kids and fairness for families.
The Greensboro rally had Clinton in the Tar Heel State again, where polls show she still has the slightest of leads over Donald Trump.
I've always said that this was going to be a tight race.
Bob Costantini, Washington.
A new poll finds Donald Trump is closing the gap with Hillary Clinton in Virginia. The University of Mary Washington poll finds that Clinton now has just a 3-point lead in Virginia. That is within the poll's margin of error. Donald Trump is set to appear in a couple of hours at a campaign event at his new Trump International Hotel here in Washington. He'll also be at a fundraiser later in McLean. And First Lady Michelle Obama is also campaigning locally today on behalf of Hillary Clinton. Mrs. Obama will be at a Clinton-Kane event this afternoon at George Mason University. A Montgomery County judge has indicated he's likely to rule that a term limits question can be on the ballot in November. Judge Robert Greenberg heard arguments yesterday in a lawsuit challenging the petition drive to get the term limits question on the ballot. Activist Robin Ficker led the petition effort. He spoke to MIMC Media.
We've been working hard since April of 2015. Takes a lot of work and time, but the people of Montgomery County are very eager to sign this term limits petition.
The ballot question asks voters whether they want to limit Montgomery County council members and the county executive to 3 terms in office. A problem has arisen at the University of Maryland College Park, where 600 more students than usual accepted admission for the fall semester.
That left the university's Department of Resident Life scrambling to figure out where to house hundreds of extra students, according to Associate Director Scott Young.
Because we knew that we wanted to get the last few freshmen in, we decided to convert 5 lounges on all of our campus to what we call temporary quad rooms.
While the university was able to make sure every freshman who wanted to live on campus this year could, the Department of Res Life is looking to the future.
We're certainly working with members of the campus administration to see about getting more residence hall spaces being built.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange has lost another round in the Swedish court system. An appeals court there has upheld a detention order for Assange, who is wanted by prosecutors in a rape investigation. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 18,212, the NASDAQ at 52.50. Sports, the Nationals' magic number remains at 7. They open a series in Atlanta tonight. The O's slip back with a loss to the Rays. Thursday night football, the Jets beat the Bills. WNBA, the Mystics are eliminated from playoff contention with a loss to Atlanta. WMAL News Time 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Honestly?
Chris Plant is on.
I'd be very interested in knowing more about that.
Weekdays 9 to noon.
It's just extraordinary, isn't it? See?
Chris Plant.
On Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Hey, stop what you're doing and listen to this. It's Brian Wilson, and if you've been wanting new windows, now is the time to buy. Thompson Creek Window Company is the one company that does it all. They design, build, and install each window, custom-made just for your home and our unique climate. The best part is that there are no middlemen, eliminating unnecessary headaches and expenses. And right now, Thompson Creek is offering the lowest prices of the season. Buy 3 windows and get 1 free. You have the chance right now to save some money on the cost of new windows and your utility bills year-round. Plus, increase the value of your home. This is a no-brainer. I'm telling you, pick up the phone right now and call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK to get Thompson Creek's lowest prices of the season. Buy 3 windows, get 1 free. Visit thompsoncreek.com for details. Call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK. And make sure to tell them that Brian Wilson sent you.
Home sweet. Lake Thompson Creek.
The nation's most advanced indoor shooting range, EliteShootingSports.com.
Uplift your mood with Dunkin's Medium Macchiatos and Lattes for $1.99 from noon to 6 p.m. They're a perfect afternoon pick-me-up. Now available in delicious pumpkin. America runs on Dunkin'. Plus applicable taxes. Participation may vary. Limited time offer.
8:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Out of Old Town Alexandria, George Washington Parkway, still watch for delays before you even get to Slater's Lane and then pushing up toward Reagan National Airport. That's where we had the earlier incident. Looks like still causing some problems, obviously. For 395 off the Beltway, there's Shirlington slow, and across the 14th Street Bridge in the HOV lanes, we had the stalled in the Shirlington area causing delays. Now, 95 actually starting to see some relief between Dale City and Newington. Some pockets of delays, but not a solid lineup. Beltway through Annandale slowing again from the toll road to the American Legion Bridge. Heading in and through Georgetown over the Key Bridge, slow. Canal Road, slow. Foxhall Road, very heavy onto Canal. And also seeing outbound Canal a little bit slow, too. So crews were going to check in that area, see if there was anything blocking. 270, nothing reported along the way, but just some pockets of delays. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Dry weather does continue for the next couple of days into the upcoming weekend, but another warm-up is coming as we may get close to 90 again by Sunday. Clouds mixed with sun today. 80 east breeze. Tonight mainly clear. Comfortable 64. Sunshine, some clouds tomorrow. 84. Even warmer on Sunday. Partial clouds in the upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now 67 in Vienna, 64 in Frederick, 67 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts. Arctic sea ice has shrunk to the second lowest level ever. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
It is 8:07. I'm Larry O'Connor. It's Mornings on the Mall. Coming up in just 30 minutes. Is it too soon to say the Redskins game against the Cowboys this weekend is a must-win? We'll ask Trevor Maddich, our Redskins analyst. I am Larry O'Connor, alongside Brian Wilson.
And joining us on the line right now is Rick Klein, ABC News political director. You can follow him on Twitter at Rick Klein, and you should. You learn stuff. Hey, Rick, good morning to you.
Hey, great to be with you guys.
All right, so I don't want to get involved in deeply in a bunch of numbers, but it seems to me the numbers, that things are happening. Things are happening here and what it is and entirely clear. if you look at the four-way races and you put all four of the candidates before the people, the way it looks, according to a lot of polls, is it's getting really tight. Fox News has it in a four-way race. It's Clinton plus one. CBS News has it as a tie. Rasmussen has it as Trump plus two. LA Times, which is seems to be an outlier in this, but they've always been really relatively favorable to Trump. They have it at plus six Trump. But you look at other things. Hill says that the Clinton lead is evaporating in battleground states. Says there are polls that say that Trump is leading in Florida and Ohio, and that Colorado and Virginia are now competitive. And in Michigan, where Republicans have not won since 1988, it is now only a 3-point lead for Clinton. So, you look at all of that in toto, and what it seems to me is that you have some sort of a trend. What's driving the trend?
There's no question, and people on both sides will acknowledge the race has tightened significantly just in the last couple of weeks. Now, there's a lot of factors there. I think, you know, there was probably a sugar high for Clinton after the conventions. The convention bounced, plus Trump had those rough couple of weeks where he was fighting with the family of fallen service members. But after that, she went dark, and, of course, the health scare over the weekend where a lot of these polls were out in the field. So I think things are much tighter than they were, but probably closer to where they were always going to be, if that makes sense. I don't think this was ever going to be a 10, 12, 14-point race. I think we're always talking about low single digits, and I think that's where we stand right now, with Clinton with a very narrow but measurable and yet definitely overcomable lead.
How much of it has to do with the health thing?
I think that's a piece of it. I mean, I think the health thing to me hit two big storylines. One is just physical fitness to serve, and questioning that, of course, is not good when you're trying to undermine the other person's fitness to serve. But I think more broadly, it underscored the concerns about Clinton's secrecy, accountability, transparency, all of the things that have dogged the Clintons with good right for the last three decades in public life all came together in the way that it was handled and the way the pictures emerged on 9/11. It just seemed to to feed the worst suspicions of Hillary Clinton, and something they still haven't fully answered.
Rick Klein, I've seen you and I've read your stuff, and it's true. You have been saying ever since this latest surge by Hillary in the polls after the convention, you've been saying this is going to be a tight race all the way up to the wire. I got to ask you, why? I mean, look at Hillary Clinton. I mean, she has been in public life for close to 30 years now. She is incredibly qualified, according to all the people who are touting her. She's more funded than any candidate before her. And she's running against a guy whose entire experience comes from the business world and being a reality television star, and makes every gaffe that any insider in the Beltway thinks should be a campaign ender. Why is this so close?
Well, 2 points. One is, I think you just made a compelling point or a compelling argument for Jeb Bush to win the primaries based on insider experience and name recognition and being in the public eye and in big positions.
Touche, Rick Klein.
The year of the outsider.
Yes.
Yeah, well, this is the year of the outsider. And I think those credentials that have typically helped the candidate probably hurt. Another factor is that these are two of the most disliked human beings to ever seek the presidency by any objective polling measure. They are extremely polarizing, so it's hard for either one of them to pull away. And then the third thing is, and this is no surprise, we're a divided country. You know, there's a solid 40% that no matter who the candidate is going to be, is going to vote against one side or against the other side, that you really can't move that. So you have to realize we're working inside small margins. And then, you know, you just factor in the fact that you have these candidates that are as polarizing as they are.
So a quick follow-up on that, because it's always sort of been conventional wisdom here in the Beltway that when push comes to shove and it's crunch time, you get Bill Clinton out there in some of those swing states, and you get Barack Obama out there in some of those swing states, and we saw him this week in Philadelphia, which I think is an interesting choice. Why put him there? And they're going to be the difference maker because they're such charismatic, popular politicians. But based on the narrative you just painted, the year of the outsider, year of change, and having same old isn't actually good. Could it be that that won't end up helping Hillary Clinton?
And there's a funny catch that if Bill Clinton or Barack Obama go in campaign, they don't actually get to be president again, even if you vote for him. You're still stuck with Hillary the Democratic voter. So, I think there's places that they can be effective. And I think, as you mentioned, Philadelphia, the urban core of the Democratic base of Pennsylvania, that's a great place to plop Obama for a while. And I can see him hitting Florida and North Carolina, similarly parts of Ohio. Of course, we know Bill Clinton's popularity, even if he's maybe lost a little bit of a political step and he looks a little older than he was in the past. You could see him driving up turnout in certain areas. I can see them both being deployed as tactical weapons, but neither one of them can you say is the closer that you're gonna suddenly turn around the election because they're out and about a lot in battlegrounds.
I want to explore the African-American vote with you for a moment, because anecdotally, I kept hearing this story from people who were on the front lines for Hillary in urban centers around the country, coming back and reporting that there was no enthusiasm in the African-American community to go out and vote for Hillary. And then I notice that they send Barack Obama to Philadelphia to have a big speech in which he was making the case to the African-American community. How seriously are they worried about that, the Democrats?
Oh, I think turnout among African-American voters is critical for them. And it's not I don't think anyone really thinks that Trump is going to make serious inroads and suddenly win, 25-30%. He thinks 95% of black voters. That's not going to happen. The bigger issue is just staying home and apathy in this race. And that's why you see Obama out there, not just making the case for Hillary, but making the case so aggressively for Trump, tying his own legacy to the election to succeed him. I think he needs to build up the stakes for his old coalition, which includes black voters, includes Hispanic voters, includes highly educated white voters. So I think if you can stitch those pieces together, obviously it worked last time and it worked the time before that. But that's what you need to do. And I think that's what the concern is, that people are just not going to be engaged in this election because they don't see a candidate that they feel like speaks to them the same way Obama did.
And one other thing about the Hillary health thing. I mean, they've made a case that it was not a big deal. It was a one-off, even though there's a lot of evidence this has happened at least two other times where she sort of fades or passes out. Would you agree that if there's another incident, it's pretty much over for that campaign?
I just was watching the video yesterday and realizing the way that we're all going to be watching video differently now. When she's just walking up the aisle of an airplane,
yes,
and you look to see, does she need to reach out for support? Does she stumble at all? And I feel like every piece of video featuring Hillary Clinton for the next 50-something days is going to feature that. You know, God forbid she stumbles or, spills a glass of water on herself at some place or something happens at the debate. People are going to be on a knife edge over her health and her vitality.
Yeah.
that's the thing that I think has Democrats more worried than anything else, because you know what? I tripped coming out of the cab this morning, and if someone had been filming that, they could have questioned my physical vitality. Things happen. And now they're going to take on an increased meeting over the course of this.
It's so funny, Rick. I did the exact same thing when I saw that, her walking up the aisle of the plane. Rick Klein, always good to have it. By the way, y'all should know, Rick Klein participates in a podcast with ESPN. It's called Capital Games. He does it with Andy Katz, and it's really good listening. And you should check that out as well. You're a multitasker there, Rick Klein.
Thank you. Thanks, guys. I appreciate being on.
Thanks Rick. It's now 8:15 on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And leaving Silver Spring, if you're taking 16th Street, watch for delays, a little slower than normal, passing Military Road because of a crash. Now, police tell me they're just about wrapped up, but we only have one lane getting by, so 16th Street bogged down quite a bit. We're bogged down on the George Washington Parkway still, trying to get out of Old Town Alexandria toward Reagan National Airport. We had that broken down, but it looks like lanes have been released. Now we need to release the pressure there. Also, southbound George Washington Parkway delays south of 123. Chain Bridge, heavy in each direction. Canal Road is slow in each direction between Foxhall and the Key Bridge, but nothing reported along the way, according to a police there. I will take you to Virginia on 66. It's just been about the volume this morning, so pretty mellow, but the volume extends up through to the Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clear to partly cloudy today, high of around 80 degrees tonight, 64. Tomorrow looks like a really nice day with a high only of 84. And then Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, temperatures in the upper 80s. Currently in the nation's capital, it's 67 degrees at 8:17.
The SGK Gun Show returns this weekend to the Prince William County Fairgrounds. Whether you're a hunter, shooter, or collector, the Manassas Gun Show by SGK has all of your shooting and hunting needs. That's this weekend at the Prince William County Fairgrounds in Manassas, Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 10 to 4.
Is there any more successful recording artist over the last several years than Adele in terms of sales, in terms of downloads, in terms of mass appeal?
And so listenable, yes.
And appeals to so many various generations and age groups, and that's why this is a huge story. It's coming out of the New York Daily News. She has confirmed that she is going to take 10 years off of the concert tour business. She's just going to do studio recordings. She will not tour for the next 10 years. She will consider doing a Las Vegas permanent style show like Britney Spears has done, like Celine Dion has done, but no more touring for her. Why? Why is Adele to say? Because you'd think, boy, the money that you could make on a tour.
Well, yeah, I mean, she's that, and I'm told that in the music industry, where you make your money is when you're out there on the tour. You're selling, not only are you selling yourself, you're selling the music, you're selling the t-shirts,
you're selling
the swag, right? And so, you know, that's where the real money is in the music industry.
She's doing it because she wants to raise her child. She has a 3-year-old son. She has been touring with her 3-year-old son for the last 2 years, and she's decided I can't do it anymore. According to an insider who spoke with a tabloid, The Sun, over at in the UK, said Angela was the number one priority for Adele. He's the most important thing in her life. She's brought him everywhere with her on tour, but as he's starting school next year, he won't be able to join her anymore. And if she can't tour with her son... And she also said the life on the road is not the life that she wants
really
for her
tough.
Son.
Yeah, it is a tough
life. She wants to have a permanent home for him. She wants to be able to do it. So for 10 years now, she's deciding until he's 13, she's going to stop touring. That's a remarkable thing.
That is a remarkable thing. And I think for many artists, this whole idea of going one place like Las Vegas and doing a regular show, you could do the same thing on Broadway, I suppose, if you got a theater to sign on to that.
If you're lucky enough, but it's very hard to stay that long
on Broadway. I think there are places where you can do it, and that might be the way to go for her. And, you know, I admire her for saying that. I mean, but also, you know, look, it's easy to say that. When you've made a gazillion dollars
Well,
already.
Sure.
I mean,
sure.
She doesn't need to work another day in her life if she doesn't want to.
Yeah, but, you know, totally. By the way, speaking of British recording stars who decide to stop touring, the Beatles are in the news today. Remember,
they did
the same thing right after their last tour was right after Help, and then they decided, we don't want to go on tour anymore. We can't even hear ourselves on stage with all the screams.
And Revolver is when it started changing to being sort of a studio band.
They're a studio band. Well, you get a chance now to see one of those very last concerts that they gave. during those years, because there is a brand new movie coming out. We told you about it when it was first announced and the trailer came out. Ron Howard has directed it. It's a documentary. It's called 8 Days a Week, The Touring Years, and it covers them from their Liverpool days in 1962 through those U.S. tours that basically defined what Beatlemania meant. Most of the concert footage is in color, and much of it has never been seen before. It's supposed to, it's out today. I have not seen a bad review yet.
People
say that it is one of the most incredible, electrifying documentaries they've ever seen.
I'm definitely going to see it as soon as I can find it and watch it, because I think that's something that is going to, I think it's going to fire up a whole new appreciation of the Beatles. By the way, the name, 8 Days a Week, of course, their very famous song, 8 Days a Week.
Right.
Ringo Starr just sort of threw that out one day. They were talking. He said, man, we're working so hard, we feel like we're working 8 days a week.
Yeah.
And that became, so I said, oh, write that down.
That was one of his Hard Days Night was also one of
Hard
Ringo's.
Hard Day's Night. Yep. Hard Day's Night, same thing.
We had a Hard Day's Night last night. Apparently, Paul McCartney saw a screening and he was brought to tears.
Well, he's in it. He actually does some of the narration from what I've read. So, I mean, he's interviewed or he does a narration for it. So, yeah, I mean, it sort of has the blessing of Macca. So.
A little bit more here in the entertainment world. The Emmys are this weekend, and most experts think that it'll be a repeat of last year's big winners. That would be Game of Thrones in the drama category and Veep in the comedy category. But you never know. Sometimes with the Emmys, you get some surprises, and it'll be hosted by Jimmy Kimmel. So check that out for the Emmys if you're so interested. And finally, controversy out of New York. Fashion Week, you know, has been going on for New York. I know that you're big into
that. I actually, a couple of times I went to New York on business during Fashion Week. It's a very fun time to be there.
Yeah.
Just down on the corner. It's great.
Yes, it is. You're referring to models, aren't
you? Yes, that's right, yeah.
Anyway, Marc Jacobs, a designer, is in big trouble because his finale of his show there at Fashion Week featured white models wearing fake dreadlocks as part of the look that he was trying to go for. Mm-hmm. Well, that's cultural appropriation, you know.
No.
They're very upset that a white person would wear these dreadlocks, and of course they're saying, why not hire some black models with actual dreadlocks? So controversy abounds in the fashion world. We'll see where that ends up.
It's now 8:22.
Have you scheduled your annual heating system check yet? If not, call ARS Rescue Router. Schedule your annual heating system check now with ARS for only $59. But do it fast. This $59 heating system check special ends soon. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
At Cascades Dental, every new smile begins with a story.
I was absolutely terrified of dentists. Terrified of all dentists, any kind of dental work. I was afraid of the pain. I was afraid of the shame. And always very shy and not willing to smile. Not a lot of closed mouth smiles, you know, in photos. I asked a lot of my peers and I looked for the best smiles I could see. And what was interesting about it was that every single one of them said Cascades Dental. But that's exactly how I found Dr. Ribrelia. I've never met a dentist that has taken the time out to get to know me as a person, to understand my needs, my fears, my concerns. It's incredibly professional, but so relaxed. It's like walking into a family. I love them all. I mean, I walked out of the office with an incredible smile. I had never had that. And I actually feel younger and I feel like I look younger than I ever have before.
Dr. Ruparelia and the Cascade Center for Dental Health in Sterling are ready to help you smile. Call 866-25-SLEEP today for your personal consultation. 866-25-SLEEP. Online at cascadesdental.com.
In life, you can go through the motions, fooling yourself with activity, or you can strategically get results. Research shows that people who date online only go out about once every 3 months, yet spend over an hour a day with untargeted, unanswered communications. Hope is not a strategy. For 25 years, It's Just Lunch has provided the proven and tested strategy to thousands of singles that gets results in the complex world of dating. Their matchmakers get to know you and your relationship goals. Then they hand-select quality matches from their exclusive membership base and even book your date reservations at the best spots in town. Busy people talk about how little time they have. Productive people make time for what's important. So go ahead and be strategic about dating. Call today and start dating tomorrow. It's Just Lunch, the smarter way to date. Call It's Just Lunch at 202-466-4333 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com.
hair loss. The confidence killer at the Giannotto Clinic. We'll give it back, your confidence and your hair. Dr. Giannotto and the Giannotto Clinic can restore your hair quickly and painlessly. Get your hair back. 703-556-HAIO.
It is 825. Now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia on 66 as you push through Manassas, enjoying a Friday light through that area. But up ahead, do watch after you pass 123 before the Beltway. That's where we have an incident slowing us a bit. Beltway leaving Springfield, Interloop jam through Annandale, and again north of the toll road toward the American Legion Bridge. Out of Old Town Alexandria, better, so don't panic. We can now use George Washington Parkway with very little delay toward Reagan National Airport. Earlier incident gone. If you're extending up onto the 14th Street Bridge, volume extends onto lower 14th Street. Lanes open on the Southeast Southwest Freeway and the Maryland Beltway, topside from College Park to Silver Spring, hung up and just about cleared out to the Wilson Bridge. Update brought to you by the American Red Cross. Your one blood donation can help save the lives of up to 3 people. Make a difference in the lives of others. Give blood through the American Red Cross to help hospital patients. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org today. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll be running clouds, sunshine through the area this morning and this afternoon. Temperatures with an east breeze remain where we should be this time of year. Here 80, I'm meteorologist Ray Stigic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 68 degrees. It is now 626. Make that 826,
smoke,
excuse me.
Smoke, smoke that cigarette. Puff, 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 and if you smoke yourself to death.
Tell St. Peter at
it's a John Boehner update.
Wait, but you just gotta have another
cigarette. Former Speaker of the House, John Boehner. You've been wondering what's going on with John Boehner? Well, that cigarette-smoking son of a gun has landed himself a plum gig. He's going to be on the executive board of Reynolds American Incorporated. That, of course, would be the tobacco company that makes the Camel cigarettes and the Newport cigarettes. And he'll be able to smoke on the job without bothering his successor. You know, Paul Ryan, remember when he got the gig?
Oh,
there.
Yeah.
He was like, it's taking us forever to get the cigarette smell out of the office.
I mean, Paul Ryan is sort of like a health nut to begin with. And
right.
and he was quite taken aback by the tobacco smell in the office.
Boehner's going to get into that boardroom and go, smells good. I mean, John Boehner, he loves his cigarettes.
Most of my colleagues know that I smoke. I know that smoking is probably not good for my health.
You know, it's a bad habit. I wish I didn't have it, but I have it.
Listen, it's a bad habit, but I have it. It's a legal product. I choose to smoke. Leave me alone.
You ever think of running for president?
No. I like to play golf. I like to cut my own grass.
Right.
You know, I do drink red wine. I smoke cigarettes, and I'm not giving that up.
Man, he likes talking about his cigarettes. Listen, it's good for him. He's got a gig. I'm glad he's got his gig. And, maybe another famous smoker in D.C. will be able to get on that board as well.
Oh, you're talking about Barack Obama.
Yeah, that's the one. Mm-hmm. It's 828 on WMAL.
At Inova Sports Medicine, we know an athlete's passion for the game doesn't go out, even if his knee does. If you love to play, you want to, whether you're 6 or 16 or 60. The physicians at Inova Sports Medicine are helping athletes all over the area get their knees, shoulders, shins, and every other part back in the game. To learn more, visit inova.org/sportsmedicine. Inova, the official sports medicine partner of the Washington Redskins and the Washington Nationals.
Hi, my name's Tim Forehand. I'm a deputy sheriff. In my job, keeping me in shape is important. I've tried other products to get my weight down, but nothing has worked like Andre 400. In just 3 months, I've dropped 51 pounds, down from 230 to 179. Plus, the weight's come off in the stomach area. I've gone from a snug 36-inch waist to a 32-inch waist, which I was in high school. I highly recommend the Andre 400 to all my friends.
Guys, are you frustrated because no matter how hard you try, it seems impossible to lose stubborn belly fat? Then discover why thousands of men each month rely on Andro 400. Lose belly fat, gain energy and confidence, and feel great about yourself. Andro 400, the safe, effective, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435.
In business, risks and rewards come with every decision, like moving to the cloud with Office 365. While its benefits include anywhere access and lower costs, cyber threats and user errors can quickly wipe out data and the money you save. Barracuda Essentials for Office 365 provide an added layer of security and functionality for threat protection, email migration, data recovery, and quality of service. Move securely to Office 365. Visit Barracuda.com/essentials to learn more.
Coming up in just a moment, we'll check in with Trevor Maddich and see how the Redskin-Cowboy matchup is going to be handicapped. It's all straight ahead right here on WMAL.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL
Washington.
A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Donald Trump campaigns in Washington today. He's having an event at the new Trump International Hotel in Washington and a fundraiser later in McLean. Trump will also be a guest on the Savage Nation this afternoon about 4:15, which you can hear right here on WMAL. This morning, meanwhile, the Trump story is his apparent backpedaling on the birther question.
What we're now hearing from the Trump campaign is nothing new, really. Just last week, Donald Trump's campaign manager, Kellyanne Conway, asserted that Trump believes President Obama was born in America, but despite being questioned about it numerous times, the candidate has yet to go on the record about that.
Correspondent Brianna Keeler. Hillary Clinton, meanwhile, was out campaigning again yesterday for the first time since last weekend, speaking at the annual Congressional Hispanic Institute Conference here in Washington.
When you hear a presidential candidate spewing bigotry and hate, it's easy to get discouraged. But we're here because we know this election is a choice between not just two people, but two very different visions for America's future.
A new poll in Virginia, meanwhile, finds that Hillary Clinton's lead over Donald Trump in Virginia has shrunk to just 3 points, and that is within the margin of error of that poll by the University of Mary Washington. President Obama plans to promote the Trans-Pacific Partnership trade deal at a White House meeting today. He's invited a variety of political and business leaders, including Ohio Governor John Kasich.
I think this trade agreement is vital. I mean, if I said this, the two most vociferous opponents of the trade agreement are Vladimir Putin and Xi, one of the most repressive leaders in the history of China. That in and of itself should tell you why this agreement is really important.
Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 18,212. The NASDAQ at 5,250. Sports, the Nationals have the night off. They take on the Braves tonight. The O's fall two games back of Boston with a loss to the Rays. NFL, the Jets beat Buffalo. And WNBA, the Mystics lose and will miss the playoffs. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Here's today's driving tip, fueled by Jiffy Lube. According to a survey from the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety, over 50% of teens were more likely to buckle up if the adult who was driving also wore a seatbelt. However, when adult drivers did not use seatbelts, just 8% of teens used theirs. So wear your seatbelt and make sure your passengers do too. For a list of Jiffy Lube locations, visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
Is there anything more annoying than the sound of an old scratchy wiper blade? How about not being able to see? When it comes to wipers, we've got you covered. The highly trained technicians at Jiffy Lube do more than just oil changes. We also exchange transmission and coolant fluids, rotate tires, and more. All in a jiffy. Jiffy Lube. Leave worry behind.
When towers seem like trees and roads become rivers, the Range Rover Evoque is there to guide you through the twists and turns of the urban jungle. Gaze up through the available full-glass panoramic roof to take in the city from an unexpected angle. Lease the 2016 Range Rover Evoque SE Premium 5-door for $379 per month for 33 months with $1,000 summer credit included in lease payments and $39.95 plus taxes, title, and fees due at signing now through September 30th. Visit your local D.C. area Land Rover retailer or call 1-800-FIND-4WD for details. Land Rover, above and beyond.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com, brought to you by AbbVie.
A stroke can strike lightning fast. When it does, minutes matter. The George Washington University Hospital is designated as a comprehensive stroke center, the highest stroke care designation available. That means we care for the most complex stroke patients in the DC area. Don't let a stroke strike you. Visit gwstrokecenter.com to take a free stroke risk assessment. Physicians are not employees or agents of this hospital.
Attorney Mike Collins here. Come to my seminar next Monday in Arlington or Tuesday in Silver Spring. I'll tell you all about the new tax laws and our innovative reservoir trust. Free for our radio listeners. Sign up at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
8:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, crews are still with the accident on 66 eastbound as you pass 123 coming up to Nutley Street before the Beltway with two lanes blocked. That's where we have the heaviest stretch of our 66 backups this morning. Greenway and the toll road finally relief this week, enjoying the Friday light in that stretch of town. Beltway is bunched up with Springfield, Annandale, north of the toll road to the American Legion Bridge. Out of Old Town Alexandria, better. No delays left as you head northbound GW Parkway to Reagan National. Earlier incident gone. Now we have delays forming again through Chevrolet, a little bit more intense because of the crash. Southbound Baltimore Washington Parkway and southbound 50, right as you merge onto DC 295. That's where we have the incident. Do watch for police at the scene there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not too bad a shape, but a warm up coming as we'll see temperatures once again approach 90 degrees by the tail end of the weekend. Near 80 today, that's where we should be. An easterly breeze, a mix of clouds and sunshine. Good Friday night out, mainly clear. Overnight, 64. Sun and clouds tomorrow, 84. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 66 in Chantilly, 64 in Kensington, 67 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by the Collins Firm. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 630.
It's time for our Redskins report with Trevor Maddich. Here we go. Trevor Maddich has many titles. He's a Redskins elite long snapper, a WMAL Redskins analyst, and a Comcast Sportsnet co-host with 12, count them 12, Emmys. Good morning to you, Trevor Maddich.
Good morning, Brian. How you doing, man?
I'm doing well. Good to have you on board this morning. Okay, so the Redskins, the Cowboys, it's always a classic matchup. Sometimes, you know, one team looks like it's going to be better than the other, but there are surprises because, you know, people are highly motivated in this matchup. So how do you see this game shaping up?
Well, this game shapes up as being near desperation for both teams as much as you can have in September. The odds are long against making the playoffs if you start 0-2. And so for the Redskins, certainly for their part, they can't afford to lose their second consecutive home game, especially against the division team, and especially because as they get into November and December, the schedule gets a whole lot more difficult. Mm.
Trevor, we saw last week against the Steelers, the Redskins had some issues on defense. And yes, they're going to be facing a rookie quarterback, but they're also going to be facing Alfred Morris in the backfield, wearing that damn star on his helmet. And, you know, he's going to have an agenda. Alfred Morris wants to show the Redskins that they made a mistake by letting him slip through the fingers. Is that a problem for the Redskins?
Larry, that's a huge problem for the Redskins because we think about last week's debacle for the Redskins' defense against the Steelers. And we think of all the passes to Antonio Brown. That wasn't the biggest problem. The biggest problem was the Redskins could not stop the run, and it was the Steelers' backup running back that was gouging them. Their starter was suspended.
Yeah.
And so all of a sudden now you have the Cowboys coming in with one of the best offensive lines in the NFL. And Alfred Morris, who, by the way, is running just like he did when he left the Redskins. Hard, physical, effective runs. And if the Redskins defense can't stop Alfred Morris, then Alfred Morris will get his revenge, because that's the big thing that they've got to get done.
Well, also the quarterback situation, because the Cowboys, as you know, are Romo-less, and they got a guy named Dak Prescott, 25 completions, 45 attempts, 227 yards in his first outing. Kirk Cousins, even though he had a couple of interceptions, he racked up 329 yards. How's that going to shape up? Do you think that this guy Dak is something to be concerned about?
Yeah, this guy Dak is something to be concerned about. He's a rookie. But he stayed an extra year at Mississippi State specifically to work on his skills as a passer. He was known more as a dual threat kind of running quarterback, and he did that. I mean, I remember going down to Mississippi to visit with his coach, Dan Mullen, and he did demos in his office about some of the techniques he was showing Dak that he needed to work on for his senior year, and he did. The good thing for the Redskins, though, besides the fact that Prescott is a rookie, is that last week against the Giants, he did not succeed in throwing the ball down the field accurately.
Yeah.
And if he does not throw accurately deep against the Redskins, it'll be a relief. After Ben Roethlisberger was dropping in precision, all-pro caliber passes time and time again deep down the field against the Redskins, I don't think the Redskins will have the same problem with Prescott, because I don't think he's ready for that kind of deep accuracy.
All right, and just one other follow-up. It looks like that when you look at the statistics in the first game, in the first outing, hard to know since we only have one game under our belt, but the Redskins look better in the passing game, and the Cowboys look a lot better in the running game. So which is more important, and how does that shape out generally when one is better in passing and the other is better in running?
Well, you want to be better at running, but the Redskins don't have that option. And so they're a team right now that, until further notice, has got to pass first and then run to complement the pass. And they had that going on with the Pittsburgh game, where there were a lot of open guys in short pass routes that Pittsburgh basically left open so that the Redskins could get the short passes, but not the long ones. And Kirk Cousins was inaccurate, especially early on a lot of those passes, and they weren't patient enough to work the ball down the field 5-6 yards at a time by throwing it. You can do that, but you've got to be patient and you've got to commit to it. So I think the Redskins are okay with their passing game because the strength of the team is the wide receivers and the tight end, not the running backs, not the offensive line run blocking. So I would expect to see a lot of Kirk Cousins throwing early and often and complement that with the running game that they hope will work out. And I'm guessing that the best running back for the Redskins against the Cowboys will be rookie undrafted free agent Rob Kelly, not Matt Jones.
Wow. Do you think he won't get the start, though?
No, he won't get the start, but Matt Jones runs too upright. I think Dallas' defense is not very good, but I think the style that Robert Kelly will bring to it will give him a chance to be more successful. And the Redskins need to find a running back that can be that bell cow guy that will get him 4 yards like Alfred Morris did.
Yeah.
So far, Matt Jones has not proven he can be that guy.
Well, and how did crybaby Eli Manning do with his passing game against the Cowboys last week? Because he doesn't have – I mean, listen, I think it's arguable that he's a better quarterback than Kirk Cousins, considering he has 2 Super Bowl rings, but he certainly doesn't have the wide receivers Kirk Cousins has to work with, nor the tight end.
Yeah, Larry, what did you call Eli Manning?
Crybaby Eli Manning.
I'm sorry, my phone broke up.
That would be crybaby Eli Manning.
All right, gotcha. Okay, I got it now. Yeah, I just don't want to say it because it can't come out of my mouth. It can come out of yours, though. You can get in trouble. He actually didn't do very well. The Dallas defense did a very good job limiting him. I would hope that the Redskins would do better, but you don't know because on paper, the Cowboys defense isn't very good.
Mm-hmm.
But we only have one data point to judge on, and that's that Giants game. And Eli, a multiple Super Bowl winning quarterback, Pro Bowl quarterback, is a guy that they were able to limit. So we'll find out how good they are against Cousins.
Just how difficult is it to go from a Monday night game to a Sunday game, that shortened work week? How hard is that on the team?
This early in the season is not hard at all because your body's not beat down. Now, you get into November and December, it's miserable because you need that extra 24 hours to heal. As an NFL player, you are in pain at all times. I mean, you're in pain waking up in the morning at home and eating scrambled eggs for breakfast. It hurts.
Yeah.
But this early in the season, it's not that big of a deal. to lose that extra day of rest.
Well, that's actually sort of a foreboding admonition you gave us, Trevor Medish, because the next time the Cowboys and Redskins will meet, it'll be on Thanksgiving Day, meaning that's in November, and the Redskins will only have a handful of days rest between their Sunday game and that Thursday game. So they better get the W tonight.
The Redskins need to pile up some wins early now. It hurt to lose that Pittsburgh game, but they can't afford to lose this one now because, boy, surrounding that Cowboys game are a whole bunch of playoff teams that the Redskins will have a lot of trouble with.
All right, Trevor Medish, leave it there. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you after the game.
All right, guys.
It is 8:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Virginia, 66 great out of Gainesville through Centerville. But hang on, we've been doing okay. We now have a crash, though. 66 East still in place near Nutley Street. Two left lanes remain blocked. Again, 66 East before you get to the Beltway. Beltway leaving Annandale toward Tyson's had the crash near Gallows Road. Looks like that's been moved to the shoulder. Heavy, 395 in Landmark. And again, as you try to get across the 14th Street Bridge, had a broken down reported along the way there, so be very careful. No problems to report. Topside of the Beltway, but I'm still seeing these delays. Maryland, as you approach New Hampshire Avenue over to Georgia Avenue, 270 just about cleared out through Clarksburg and Gaithersburg. A little bit sluggish in Rockville. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Dry weather does continue for the next couple of days into the upcoming weekend, but another warm-up is coming as we may get close to 90 again by Sunday. Clouds mixed with sun today, 80 east breeze. Tonight, mainly clear, comfortable 64. Sunshine, some clouds tomorrow, 84. Even warmer on Sunday, partial clouds in the upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 68 degrees at 8:46.
It is 8:46, so I'm guessing that you're just about to pull up into the parking lot at work. So let's give you some last-minute stuff that you absolutely must know to get you going on your day. First of all, this is probably the most important story of the day. Everybody's talking about it. Last night on The Tonight Show, Donald Trump let Jimmy Fallon mess up his hair. Now, who amongst us has not looked at Donald Trump and at any given moment said, "What is that on his head? I want to mess it up. I want to just see what's going on with
well,
that."
Well, Larry, I think that may just be you. I don't want to touch it.
You want to touch it? Well, Jimmy Fallon went where Brian Wilson wouldn't. Here's what it sounded like.
Can I mess your hair up?
I'll be up as long. The answer is yes, but the people in New Hampshire where I'm going to be in about an hour from now, I hope they're going to understand.
Okay? You say yes?
Go ahead. With my hairspray.
Well, you heard the audience reaction there. He took it like a sport. He was smiling. He was happy. One question, though.
Mm-hmm.
He's appearing in New Hampshire in an hour, and he's getting his hair messed up now. It takes an hour to put it back together, and he wasn't sure whether the hour was going to be enough time for the people of New Hampshire to see his hair properly reconstructed.
Well, looking at it, it's an architectural wonder in its own right, really, and maybe it takes a lot of time to get there.
Meanwhile, Hillary Clinton made a little bit of joyful news of her own. She is back on the campaign trail, and while she was on her plane, she sauntered back to the press pool, who sit in the back of the plane, and we've discovered a bit of a romance on the plane.
I'm forever yours.
Hillary Clinton
faithfully
works her way back there to talk to reporters, and then she locks eyes, she locks gaze with Andrea Mitchell of NBC News. And Andrea Mitchell, one of the beleaguered press corps who haven't had any chance to ask Hillary Clinton any of the myriad questions that that she should be asked, has a rare opportunity to talk to her. And, well, because of the hypnotic gaze that Hillary gave her, all she could do was ask her about what television show she's been watching while she was sick.
Madam Secretary, however, is coming back. So that's something to look forward to.
Is that odd to watch that?
No, I actually get a big kick out of it.
I watched it with
a little bit of skepticism at first, I guess.
myself into it.
Such
really
a great show.
Like the storylines.
Yeah,
they had
great storylines.
Quasi-realistic storylines.
Yeah, Madam Secretary, which of course is about a female Secretary of State, and The Good Wife.
Yeah, those are the big
which
shows,
is now closed. By the way, The Good Wife apparently is about a woman whose husband is a governor who cheats on her.
Yeah. I think that's the way it starts.
Just, is there irony there or poetic justice? Anyway, we've been talking about the romance between Andrea Mitchell and Hillary Clinton. You remember the moment when Andrea Mitchell got in front of her and yelled questions at her and Hillary said, I love you. Well, most cable news networks would probably not want their reporter to be loved by the presidential candidate.
No, you want them to be out there asking aggressive questions and challenging.
MSNBC, they're owning this. This is a promo they've got.
Madam Secretary, you were quoting Matt Olson in Israeli television.
I love you, Andrea. You are indefatigable. You're my kind of a woman.
You're my kind of a woman, and MSNBC is proud of that. Well, you get what you pay for. It's 850 on WMAL.
Overwhelmed or fed up with investing for retirement all on your own? We can help. Listen every Saturday at noon to Investing Sense, brought to you by Financial Engines.
Welcome to a place where all that glitters is yours for the taking. It's the $80,000 Corvette giveaway on Friday, September 30th. Earn entries now for your chance to win your share of $80,000 in prizes or a 2017 Chevy Corvette. There's no place like Hollywood. Hollywood Casino and Charlestown Races. All gaming is regulated by the West Virginia Lottery. Gamble too much? Call 1-800-522-4700 for free confidential help.
For those of you that haven't met me, my name is Marcus Lemonis. My job is to go in and work with businesses that are either on the verge of something really great or that aren't doing so well. The reason that I'm here is to take a good business and make it really good. We made a deal for me to invest $350,000.
$500,000.
$750,000. There is no question that I'm 100% in charge.
The Profit. Premiere episodes Tuesdays, 10 Eastern. CNBC. Get yours.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
Sometimes even the best intentions can have unintended consequences. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. Across the country, old incandescent streetlights are being swapped out for new bright LED lighting. Now, if you haven't already seen this in your own city or town, rest assured, it's coming. The new LED lights require less power and are a lot easier to maintain. But according to this Italian study on light pollution and human health, they also suppress five times the melatonin as good old-fashioned light bulbs. Melatonin, of course, is that hormone that helps you regulate your sleep. This new, brighter lighting can also affect wildlife by disturbing migratory patterns of birds and some aquatic animals which nest on shore. So now, the American Medical Association is out with an official policy statement on this street lighting. Start looking for LED lights with less blue and more yellow and red wavelengths. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-467-7530. That's 1-800-467-7530.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-467-7530. That's 1-800-467-7530.
Call today.
You know, nobody likes paying higher taxes. Chris Plant here. I just met with an amazing financial coach and syndicated radio host, David Ahrens. David specializes in a strategy to help you enjoy a tax-free retirement. He ran a scenario for me, and let me tell you, I was very impressed. No gimmicks here. Take my advice, give David a call, and he'll deliver a free copy of his award-winning book. 888-411-4130. Nothing could be more important to your financial future. 888-411-4130.
Why should your family have to choose between convenient locations and world-class care when the Inova Network offers both? Inova provides the region's only pediatric urgent care at our Dulles South location, the area's most comprehensive weight loss program at Inova Fair Oaks Hospital, and Loudoun County's only dedicated children's ER and hospital-based natural birth center at Inova Loudoun. And that's just the start. Explore more at inova.org/near you. Inova. Join the future of health.
Why do 8 out of 10 drivers prefer Lyft over the competition? Could be that you earn up to $1,500 a week driving your own car during hours you choose. Give enough rides each week and you can keep up to 95% commission. That's right, 95%. Better yet, we'll start you off with a $500 bonus. That's right, $500 for each new Lyft driver in Washington, D.C. And you'll only earn more from there. Whether you're putting money toward a mortgage, saving for vacation, or just looking for a better way to earn, choose Lyft. Apply at LyftDC.com. That's LYFTDC.com today. While you jot that down, here's another fun fact. Lyft is the only app that allows tipping, and 60% of our rides tip the driver. Because at Lyft, drivers come first. Be your own boss, pick your own schedule, and get paid weekly. Experience the difference of Lyft and pocket that $500 bonus by applying at LYFTDC.com today. Terms apply.
It is 8:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Winton in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Out of Silver Spring, 16th Street still hung up here as we head southbound down toward Military Road because of the broken down blocks. One of the two lanes there, 16th southbound at Military, coming off of 50 and the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, still jammed to try to merge onto Kenilworth Avenue. DC 295, that's the scene of the crash there. Watch for DDOT and Cruz. 66 East Nutley Street, left side with the crash, and we're still bogged down getting into Georgetown. It slows the George Washington Parkway. I'm looking at delays still on the Key Bridge, Canal Road, Foxhall Road. Update brought to you by Dickie's Barbecue. Dickie's Barbecue, serving 7 classic sandwiches, starting under $6.50. Your favorite meat, smoked low and slow, and a toasted brioche bun. Dickie's classic sandwiches from a real wood-burning pit, just like they've been doing at Dickie's since 1941. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
At times cloudy, at times sunny. A mix of clouds and sunshine today. Not too bad for a Friday. An east breeze and a high near 80. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is now 87 degrees. The kids are back in school, but oh man, what they left behind. Dirt, bacteria, and stains buried deep in your treasured Persian and Oriental rugs. It's time for a deep down professional clean. Hey, it's Brian Wilson with a tip for you. Ask the right questions when you're choosing the company to clean your rugs. Do they clean the rugs in their own facility? Do they hand wash each and every rug? Do they offer stain removal and color restoration? Can you tour the facility where your rugs are being cleaned? If they can't answer yes to all these questions, then you need to call Joe Hadid. Hadid will gently wash each of your cherished Persian and Oriental rugs by hand. They can restore your rugs to their original brilliance and make it a healthier environment for your home or office. Call 703-241-1111 now and get 20% off implant rug cleaning. Hadid offers free pickup and delivery with a minimum order, or go online to joehadid.com to find one of Hadid's 4 drop-off locations. That's joehadid.com or call 703-241-1111.
I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. For years, I've been advertising 50% off the price of all new roofs. I used to think we needed to shout a special offer to get us in the door, but I'm done shouting. Our price will always be competitive. The real difference is quality, and New Look is a quality leader. Call us for an estimate on your new roof and see why 94% of our customers say they'd hire us again. Call 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and I've seen people's daily lives interrupted by chronic mouth pain, missing teeth, and slipping dentures. Dental implants are a permanent solution that we offer in a single pain-free visit using nationally recognized state-of-the-art technology. Your new smile will look and feel completely natural. Why consider dental implants? Because losing one or more of your teeth creates a gap in your smile, affects your ability to chew properly, and causes the appearance of premature aging. The dental implant treatments I use are designed in a lab by highly skilled artisans with the latest materials and technology. Smile big. Eat what you want. With over 35 years of experience, advanced training and certification in the very latest techniques, I can provide a brand new, beautiful smile in a single, pain-free visit. Call 877-394-4511. Online at SmileEasy.com. That's SmileEasy.com.
The World Poker Tour is back, and only at Live Casino. Get ready for 11 events and over $2 million in prizes from September 23rd through October 5th. The main event starts October 1st, so bring your best poker face and get ready to win big. Become the next World Poker Tour Maryland champion only at Live Casino. For more information, visit MarylandLiveCasino.com. At Arundel Mills, must be 21. Please play responsibly. For help, visit MDGamblingHelp.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Well, let's see. On Monday, we'll hear from Joe DeGeneva, and Trevor Maddox will be along to tell us how the Redskins defeated the Cowboys. And we'll have the very latest on the Alexandria Council meeting, where they're talking about whether or not they should rename Jefferson Davis Highway.
And this afternoon on Drive at 5, we're going to get to the bottom of this burning issue. What did Hillary Clinton watch when she was recovering from pneumonia? Up next is Chris Plant.
They should rename it Michael Brown Highway, I think. Ferguson, Missouri. What do you think? Another hero of... Hear the story about...